Welcome, everyone, and thank you for attending the 34th Annual Roth Conference. And more specifically, thank you for your interest in Ring Energy. My name is Paul McKinney, and I'm the Chairman and CEO for Ring. I would like to start off by emphasizing that we believe Ring Energy represents a unique investment opportunity in the energy space, and that we are poised to create shareholder value from the opportunities we believe these volatile times present. We are value-focused, using a proven strategy. There is one very important point we need to make before getting too far into this presentation, and that is we have not yet released our fourth quarter 2021 and full year results, so many of the numbers in this presentation reflect 2020 numbers unless they have been previously disclosed. However, we will be releasing our Q4 and full year 2021 results after the close of business on Wednesday, March 16th, and intend to hold our earnings call the following morning, March 17th, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time or 10 a.m. Central Time. We encourage you to join us. Turning to page 2 of our presentation, it is important for you to read our notes regarding forward-looking statements and our cautionary note regarding hydrocarbon disclosures, so please do that. Turning to page 3, as many of you know, Ring Energy is an independent oil and gas company focused on conventional assets within the Permian Basin of Texas and New Mexico. We have three operating areas. The primary focus of our operations and investment are in two of those operating areas, the Northwest Shelf and the Central Basin Platform. The other area in which we operate, the Delaware Basin, we consider to be non-core. We summarize on this page other information about ourselves, such as our year-end 2020 reserves and acreage, our market cap and enterprise value, and other market-based information as of March 7th of 2022. I want to emphasize a key word underlined at the top of the page, the word conventional. Our focus on conventional reservoirs is part of what makes us a unique investment opportunity. My hope is that by the end of this presentation, you will appreciate why we are unique and why our focus on conventional assets is important. It starts with the fact that conventional reservoirs generally have higher porosity and permeability. As you know, many in our industry have become experts in drilling horizontal wells and multi-frac completion technologies. So have we. But the difference is we are applying those technologies developed for unconventional reservoirs to conventional reservoirs, commonly found in more mature areas such as the Central Basin Platform, and getting superior results. And we're pursuing this idea using a comprehensive corporate strategy. Moving on to page 4, here we share the 5 major components of our corporate strategy. We believe it is important for you to understand more about who we are, our strategy, and what drives us. For a business strategy to be sustainably successful, we believe it should include all components necessary for success. In our opinion, every company's success starts with their people, and achieving our mission will only be possible through our employees. So we plan to attract and retain the best people by ensuring we have competitive compensation, development, and human resource programs, and a culture where people want to work. Which brings me to the next component of our strategy. Pursue operational excellence with a sense of urgency. We plan to deliver low-cost, consistent, timely, and an efficient execution of our drilling campaigns, work programs, and operations. We will execute our operations in a safe and environmentally responsible manner, focus on reducing our emissions, apply advanced technologies, and continuously seek ways to reduce our operating cash costs on a per-barrel basis. This objective is a foundational aspect of our culture and of our future success. The next component of our future success is our unrelenting quest to only invest in high-margin, high-rate-of-return projects. We prioritize our work programs and allocate capital to only the highest return opportunities in our inventory. This objective is key to profitably growing our production and reserve levels and generating the excess cash from operations to pay down debt and deliver real returns to our stockholders. The fourth component of our strategy is to focus on generating free cash flow and strengthen our balance sheet. Ring intends to reduce its long-term debt through the use of excess cash from operations and potentially through the sale of non-core assets. Continuing to generate free cash flow through a disciplined capital allocation program and reducing our operating and corporate costs are key components of this objective. Our capital program will be funded by operational cash flow and limited to balance our production and reserve growth versus paying down debt. Remaining focused and disciplined in this regard will lead to meaningful returns for our shareholders and provide additional financial flexibility to manage potential future swings in the business cycle. Our commodity hedges are designed to help ensure the necessary cash flow to adhere to these plans while retaining the flexibility to participate in prevailing commodity markets. Last but not least, we intend to pursue strategic acquisitions that maintain or reduce our break-even costs. We will actively pursue accretive opportunities that can improve our margins, returns, and break-even costs of our investment portfolio. Financial strategies associated with these efforts will focus on delivering competitive, debt-adjusted per-share returns. This objective is key to delivering competitive returns to our shareholders on a sustainable basis. So you may be asking, how well did Ring's strategy perform last year? Turning to page 5, we grew our fourth quarter production approximately 11% over the prior quarter, producing an average of 9,154 barrels of oil equivalent per day. We made progress lowering our operating costs during the first three quarters, and we did that safely and efficiently with the discipline necessary to be a low-cost operator. We drilled 13 wells and completed 15 wells and enjoyed over 100% rate of return. We performed 25 CTRs, reducing our long-term operating costs. We reduced our debt by $23 million during 2021, and we did all of this while generating free cash flow all four quarters last year. Turning to page 6, we also focus the company on environmental, social, and governance issues important to our stockholders. Ring has always been focused on conducting their operations safely, minimizing spills and emissions, but they did so for the betterment of their people and in compliance and cooperation with the requirements of the state regulatory agencies. So, their internal processes were developed to record, track, and comply with these regulations. As you know, new and developing ESG disclosure standards are pushing public companies to disclose more ESG-related details than what the regulatory agencies have historically required, and we agree. So in 2021, we developed internal processes and procedures to record and track the information consistent with these developing standards. You may also know that we published our inaugural sustainability report during the fourth quarter of last year. We are now tracking our progress on our safety programs, spill prevention programs, and emission reduction programs. We are documenting the social programs we have put in place to provide a safe environment for our employees and contractors, and we are ensuring that our employees can take advantage of the opportunities to give back to the communities in which we live and work. With respect to governance, during 2021, we modernized every charter of the company and updated our corporate guidelines. We also modified our bylaws to align more closely to modern governance practices. We did this because we believe these important issues will keep us focused on driving the long-term sustainability of our business. So let's talk about our assets. Turning to page 8 of our presentation, here we point out why we are pursuing the San Andres horizontal oil play. As many of you know, the San Andres is a proven conventional reservoir that has historically delivered top-tier returns and has produced over 30 billion barrels of oil, accounting for 40% of the oil historically produced from the Permian Basin. When compared to the unconventional plays currently being pursued in the Delaware and Midland basins of the Permian Basin, the San Andres horizontal oil play compares well on several meaningful metrics. All are high rate of return oil plays, but the San Andres has relatively lower drill and completion costs, primarily due to the lower well depths of approximately 5,000 feet. They also have lower first-year decline rates and longer economic lives that we attribute to the conventional porosities and permeabilities of the reservoir and the application of horizontal drilling and multi-frac technologies. Although our initial producing rates are not as high, the recoverable resource is typically over 85% oil, and the break-even costs are generally less than $25 per BOE. So let me reiterate what Ring Energy is doing. We are experts at applying the technologies originally developed for unconventional reservoirs to the conventional reservoirs of the Permian Basin and generating competitive financial returns. The lower investments are more suited for a company our size, and the lack of public company competitions has left the pursuit of this development idea to a handful of relatively smaller companies. We intend to be the consolidator and aggregator of the oil and gas producing assets that will allow us to continue our strategy. Turning to page 9, the Northwest Shelf asset area is the area in which we are the most active and the best example of what we're talking about. During 2021, the Northwest Shelf provided the majority of the company's production, where our average sales were 6,173 barrels of oil equivalent per day. We drilled 10 wells and completed 19 CTRs. The low drilling and completion costs and the low operating costs drive the strong economics, and the meaningful inventory of horizontal drilling locations provide significant organic growth. Turning to page 10, here we provide more insights to our Northwest Shelf well performance and costs. As you can see from the bar graphs on the left, we have been able to maintain or reduce the drilling and completion costs over the last 3 years. In 2021, our cost to drill and complete a one-mile well was between $2 million and a little over $2.5 million. And the cost to drill a one-and-a-half-mile well was between approximately $2.5 million and just under $3 million. As you have heard from others in our industry, due to inflationary pressures, we are seeing the cost to drill and complete these wells going up approximately 15% during 2022. With respect to our well performance, the chart on the right shows that since the beginning of the play, we have been able to significantly improve the performance of our wells. These improvements are helping us develop top-tier returns. The next core area of the company I'd like to discuss with you is found on page 11 of our presentation. The Central Basin Platform was the primary focus of operations and investment before the Wishbone Energy acquisition of the Northwest Shelf assets in 2019. After the acquisition, the company focused their investments in the Northwest Shelf because the returns were better. When we joined the company, we decided that because of the inventory of undeveloped opportunities in the Central Basin Platform, we would evaluate why the economics were believed to be lower there. When we were done with our evaluation, we came to believe that more focus on the technical aspects of the play, such as the geology, the landing zones, and the completion methods, could improve the well economics. And we were right. We drilled 3 wells there last year where the well performance exceeded our expectations and proved that our technical focus truly reinvigorated this legacy asset area. On page 12, you can see the performance of the 3 Central Basin Platform wells we drilled last year versus the other wells drilled earlier in the same area. All of them are performing better than the average wells drilled in the past, and 2 of our wells are on course to exceed the ultimate recovery of the best wells drilled. The bottom line is we believe that we have unlocked the value through technical improvements of our completions and landing zones. Turning to page 13 of our presentation, here we explain more about the benefits of converting our wells with electrical submersible pumps to rod pumps, something we call CTRs. There are 2 main benefits to making these conversions. The first is we significantly reduce our operating costs of the well through lower electricity usage and considerably lower future repair costs. The second benefit, which is caused by the first, is that our reduced operating costs of the well extend the economic life of the well and ultimately recover more oil and gas reserves from the well. In the chart on the right, we show the cost savings associated with typical well repairs, comparing ESPs to rod pumps. The cost to repair rod pump wells is 80% less than the cost to repair a well with an electrical submersible pump, representing significant savings. Turning to page 14, and as I said earlier in this presentation, our Delaware Basin assets are not considered core. Although these assets have a nice inventory of investment opportunities that are economic at current prices, we want to focus our efforts on the Northwest Shelf and Central Basin Platform. Many of you know that we launched a sales process with these assets and that they are being marketed by Truist Securities. We continue to market these assets and have experienced considerable interest in them. We will keep you informed concerning our sales process as it moves along and hope to have more to share soon. Moving on to our financials. Please turn to page 16 of our presentation. Here we provide a look back on various measures commonly used to judge the progress and performance of an oil company. Because we have yet to publish our fourth quarter 2021 and full year results, we are only looking at the first 3 months of 2021 and the last 2 months of 2020. But this information demonstrates that executing our disciplined strategy has allowed us to deliver sustainable value for our stockholders. We invested in our drilling program to maintain or slightly grow our net sales while remaining focused on keeping our LOE and G&A in check that allowed us to maximize our EBITDA and ensure we cash flowed each quarter. Turning to page 17, here we provide more information on the steps we took to generate free cash flow every quarter in 2021. As you can see, the key was disciplined and efficient capital spending program designed to maximize returns necessary to generate free cash flow. This meant investing in only the highest return opportunities in our inventory and limiting our capital spending to balance our need to replace production and reserves versus paying down debt. Turning to page 18, and as you can see, we have reduced the balance on our credit facility by 23% since the second quarter of 2020, and we have increased our liquidity by more than 3 times. We were only able to do this through a disciplined capital spending program focused on the highest return opportunities in our inventory, continuing to reduce our operating costs, and an unrelenting pursuit of sustainably generating free cash flow. Turning to page 19, which is the last slide of our presentation, I want to remind you once again what makes us a unique investment opportunity. We are applying technologies originally developed for unconventional reservoirs to conventional reservoirs and getting superior results. Because almost 60% of our lower price hedges rolled off at the beginning of this year, we are anticipating substantially higher revenue and free cash flow as long as these prices continue. We are pivoting from a managed capital spending program from drilling phases that lead to lumpy production from one quarter to the next to a continuous drilling program that should deliver consistent organic growth. We intend to actively pursue strategic acquisition opportunities to lower our break-even costs and increase scale. I would like to thank you again for your interest in Ring Energy, and if you have any questions, please direct them to the numbers provided for Al Petrie and our Investor Relations Department.